part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life and no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Saturday night, it's the Baldwin McCullough Live radio program. This is Stephen Baldwin and my partner, my homie, KMC Kevin McCullough, ladies and gentlemen. As shocking as this may seem, before I give you the big news of what's actually happening here this evening, I just want to say that prayer does work. Prayer can be answered, because I have prayed for this very moment. I have prayed. I have lied down prostrate. I have fasted. Of course, KMC, Kevin McCullough, doesn't know that. He doesn't know that, I, Stephen Baldwin of the Baldwin McCullough radio program, have secretly prayed for the fact that one day, it would just be little old me, Stevie B, at the microphone. No, don't be confused. It's not some hostile takeover of the radio show. That would never happen. And there are some people who might actually be thinking that heck has frozen over. And Kevin, if you're listening, brother, God bless you. We love you. We miss you. I'll tell you later how, as usual, very kooky last second, we pulled it all together quite miraculously. But welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live. Our number is 888-340-3373. I'm Stephen Baldwin. It's Baldwin McCullough Live Saturday night. Our number, 888-340-3373. Now, you know, I got three kooky things I want to talk about tonight. One of them not so kooky. The former president of Egypt, President Mubarak, I think is how you say it correctly, sentenced to life in prison. So the former president of Egypt, President Mubarak, there's an Arab Spring over there, and they kick this guy out, and they say, you're a jerk. We don't like you, and you're nasty, and we don't have the lifestyle or the freedoms and the things that, should be at least right for decent people. And they had other accusations when he was on trial, murder and this and that and all kinds of just horrible stuff. But I think when you're dealing with a place like Egypt and, there's the whole conversation in the last recent few months of, the Arab Spring idea has been going on for some time now, and there's been a lot of unrest in the region. And, I'm sitting here and I go to the news agencies on the internet and I see President Mubarak sentenced to life in prison. And I'm sitting there and this is me. This is why I'm Stevie B. I'm sitting there. I'm going, that's it? Y'all go through this met people die and during the Arab Spring and there's protests and people are killed and they're fighting to overthrow this guy and finally they do it and they try to do the civil thing and they try this gentleman and they do what seems like the fair and balanced judgment of this individual and then they finish up with just throw him in the can for the rest of his life. And it just makes me, for myself, I say, so like, what happens now? So now, however the political power and the system and the hopeful democracy of the future of Egypt goes forward, does that mean that, like, it gets better and you know, people have more rights and freedoms, and then they all go, oh, yeah, by the way, and everybody ought to be cool now, because or else you end up like that guy. See him over there sitting in the jail cell? So my question, the thing that's got me stumped, and again, you're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin, and the number is 888-340-3373. And the thing I can't figure is, when a guy like Mubarak gets taken over, when an Arab Spring occurs, when the little people, when David slays Goliath, and now you have President Mubarak, they've tried him, they've convicted him, he's going to serve life in prison. I can't figure it out, because I'm saying to myself, who cares? What's the point of that? Why not just kick him out of the country with no money? Just tell him, scram, get lost. Why would you want to have him sit in a prison cell the rest of his life in the same country so you could sit there and go, nah, 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 there he is. See what happens to bad guys who used to be the president? It just seems to me like it's unnecessary to have gone through the process that they went through. So what boggles my mind is this. We've seen this type of thing already. Look what they did to Saddam Hussein. They didn't lock him up in a prison for life. They hung him horribly. And I'm not saying that I agree with that at all. In fact, I think it's kind of crazy, sick, and wrong. But for me, it makes me say to myself, if what happened with President Mubarak happens again with future dictators, is it necessary to go through that whole judicial process when all you can do, if you want, you just kick them out? Why have them sit in a prison cell as a reminder of when it was horrible? You're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. The number is 888-340-3373. Here's the question. Is it necessary when a dictator is kicked out, is it necessary to take him through the process of judgment? Does that make sense to you? Or should they just tell him, give us all the money, give us all the stuff, give us all the stuff you took away, give us all the gold, give us all the hidden money, give us all the weapons, whatever, and get lost? That's my question. Why would you want to, if I was a young Egyptian today, I'd be sitting there going, and mind you, I'm not, so I can't say that I completely understand this. I mean, maybe what they want over there is to look at the guy and, you know, I don't know, run a tour, you know, operation by his jail cell. Who knows? But for me, it kind of just, it doesn't make sense. It seems like it's not worth it. So my question is, whenever dictators are kicked out of power, does it make sense to go through the process of judging them? Should there be judgment brought upon, let's say in the future, the president of Syria, who, by the way, is doing, you know, in the last couple of months, far worse things, apparently, than Mubarak ever did? The president of Syria is just killing people by the droves every day. Just killing them, cold blood. And that's my question. 888-340-3373. This is Stephen Baldwin. You're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. When a dictator is toppled, when a dictator is overthrown, should he be tried and convicted and judged of all the things that were the cause of his being overthrown by the people? Or should they just say, hey, let's get rid of this guy. Let's just kick him out. Give him $5 and a bus pass. 888-340-3373. Because, again, I mean, it's obviously for the people of Egypt. It's a great day. They're cheering in the streets. This guy's going to prison the rest of his life. And there's a piece of me that understands that. But I got to tell you, it seems like an ugly memory. I don't get why they would go through the whole process of trying him, this and that. If I was over there, I'd just say, well, what are we doing, guys? Why are we wasting time and money with, you know, trying this guy and taking him through a whole legal process? Let's just get him out of here. It just seems odd to me. You're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live, and it's Stevie B without KMC. KMC, I hope you're feeling better, buddy. We love you. We miss you. The show will obviously not be the same. It won't be as KMC. It'll be just little old me, Stevie B. You're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. Our number is 888-340-3373. We'll be right back after this.
There are a lot of people that want to pray effectively. Doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
What if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally, freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low-price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Com.
Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin, and he's Kevin McCullough, but wait a minute. Kevo? Kevo, turn your mic on, Kevo. Just kidding. I said it before at the top of the show. Heck has frozen over, people. Stephen Baldwin has done a hostile takeover of the Baldwin McCullough radio show. No. Truth be told, Kevo is taking it easy tonight. He's taking it easy, getting some rest, a little under the weather. Well, I shouldn't say a little, more than a little. He's enough under the weather to actually have allowed me to do the show by myself. People, it might as well be heck freezing over. Now, I'll probably confess later that I slipped a virus into his scrambled eggs a couple days ago. Just kidding. But again, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Our number is 888-340-3373. And we're talking about President Mubarak of Egypt. They kick his butt out of office. They overthrow this guy. They try him, convict him of all kinds of stuff. Not a nice guy. You know, obviously not leading those people as he should, otherwise they wouldn't have kicked him out. But they kick his butt out, and then they try him, and then they give him life in prison. And I'm sitting here saying, why? What's that about? Who wants to, like, have, you know, a better Egypt, freedom, democracy, and then go, oh, by the way, yeah, but Grandpa's sitting in the jail cell, who was the idiot that blah, 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 or the bad guy. Well, why do you want to be reminded of that? Doesn't it make more sense? Just, I said it before. Hey, President Mubarak, thanks, buddy. Good luck to you. You had a good run. Here's $5 and a bus pass. Get out and don't come back. That makes more sense to me. All right, we're going to take some calls now. Line one, we have Bob from Lansing, Michigan. Bob, welcome to Baldwin McCullough.
Hey, I am listening to you on AM 1390 here in Lansing, great Christian station.
Awesome.
And I love your show. Try to tune in every Saturday night.
Thanks so much.
But I wanted to say,
we love Lansing, brother.
Beg your pardon?
I said, we here at Baldwin McCullough, we love Lansing.
That's great. Hey,
hey, you know what, Bob?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, guess what?
Guess what?
Guess what, Bob?
Okay, I'm guessing.
A good friend of mine's from Livonia, buddy.
Oh, really?
Well, that's
not too far from here.
Well, there you go. That's my buddy Scott Gorman's from Livonia. So I got to give a shout out to Scott Gorman and his mom and dad.
It's about an hour drive from here, but the reason I called is because I wanted to say that a lot of Christians in Syria and in Egypt they wanted those dictators to stay in place. The Christians felt safer under the rule of Mubarak than they are frightened of what will come of rule by the Muslim Brotherhood, Sharia law, dhimmi status, and all that goes along with being a Christian minority in a Muslim country is terrifying.
Sure, but that on a common sense level, Bob, that I hear you. So, at this point, if the Muslim Brotherhood's going to take over this, that, the other thing, you know, at this point we don't know. You know, it may be we're hearing that, and maybe that's going to happen, and this, that, the other. And if the Muslim Brotherhood takes over, and it's bad for Christians, that's horrible. But for the masses, of the Egyptians over there. The question I had, Bob, was, does it make sense to you that they're going to keep this guy around in a prison cell for the rest of his life as a reminder of what was bad? Or shouldn't they just kick his butt out and, you know, just hand him, you know, $5 and tell him good luck? What makes more sense to you?
Well, I'm surprised that they didn't execute him.
Well, I might have to agree with you there, to be honest, Bob.
And, you know, I was going to make a little joke with you. I was going to tell you that I've got a cabin in the back of the van, and I expect my $10,000 later.
10,000, that's it? Come on, Kevin McCullough's worth a whole lot more than $10,000 ransom, buddy. I mean, come on. He's worth at least $12,000.
Well, that was just for you to be able to do one radio show.
Bob, thanks for the call, brother. I appreciate it. You're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. Our number is 888-340-3373. And that was Bob from Lansing, Michigan. And Bob kind of weighed in on the idea here. President Mubarak from Egypt, he's toppled. He's overthrown. They go through the judicial system over there. They try and convict him, and they sentence him just the other day, yesterday, the day before, to life in prison. And I'm like, what's up with that? Who wants to keep this guy around as they try to make it better and have more freedom and democracy or, you know, whatever, whatever it's going to be, as they try to make it better over there for themselves? Why would you keep this dude around? Let's go to line two. Steve from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hey,
Steve, are you there?
How you doing? Nice talking to you.
Thanks, Steve. Welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live.
Yep. It's great to be on, and I listen to you guys all the time. I just wanted to say, you know, the simple fact is the reason that, that people should stay, go to jail, I think he should have been executed personally. And like here in the United States, we have the constitutional right, the right to bear arms against our government. And I think 100% is the Egyptian people should have had a right to have that man killed, because of the thousands of people that he killed and the thousands of atrocities that he had on his country. That's number one. Number two is just like the dictator over in what's his name that got dragged behind the car and everything. You know what I'm talking about? Gaddafi.
Oh yeah.
That's the way this Mubarak should have died, because Mubarak had killed women and children. I was in the military for almost 7 years, and I was over in Somalia. I've seen the atrocities of what these dictators can do. Shoot up food lines. I've seen them kill kids. I've seen them kill wives, women, kids, children, just trying to feed their families by the hundreds. And, Stephen, I just got to tell you, you know, have you ever had an atrocity in your life? Have you ever known what it was like to be subdued and be the person that needs to hide out because he knows or she knows that she's going to be killed by their government if they come out of hiding, or somebody has to go in their house and just stay in there all the time? I've seen it, and I've seen these type of people in action.
Hey, Steve, I want you to stay on the line, all right, because we're going to a break in just a minute. I want to pick your brain because you've seen it yourself. So hang on for after this break. You're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. Our number is 888-340-3373, and we're going to be right back after this message.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, healthproducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin, and he's Kevin McCullough, my homie. Our number is 888-340-3373. And I'm going to jump right back into the phone call here because I thought that was very, very interesting. Very, very cool. So if we can, let's go right back to line two, Steve from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Steve, you there?
Yeah, I am here, Steve. How you doing? It's a great name, by the way.
Oh, thank you, brother. I couldn't agree with you more. But you know, I really liked what you had to say. And, you know, your perception, if you ask me, it's pretty hardcore, bro. Meaning, you know, and I want to pick your brain a little bit. You've been to Somalia. You've seen atrocities with your own eyes, yes?
Yes. I was in 984th MV Company.
All right. Well, thank you for your service, brother. Thank you for your service, and God bless you for that. But my question is this. You know, you got, like, you had Saddam Hussein. They killed him.
No, our company is the one who caught Saddam Hussein in a spider hole. I wasn't there, but our company did.
Well, that's awesome. So you had him, and then you had the other dude you mentioned, the guy that they stoned just a couple.
Gaddafi,
and they whacked him pretty good. You know, they I mean, that was just gnarly. So now you got Mubarak.
I think it's gnarly. I think it's disgusting for the simple fact of what he did.
Steve, I don't disagree with you, brother. I don't disagree with you. My question, the topic tonight is simply this. Now, in those cases, obviously, you know, for those people having decided to give those gentlemen the death penalty, and now you got this dude over in Syria, right? I mean, he's just killing everybody left and right now. And then he's, you know, he's eating his steak tartare with his pretty wife and acting like, you know, hey, man, this is just the way it is. And however they're going to deal with him, however that gets figured out, although obviously that guy saw something coming because he put his little fortress up on the top of a mountain, didn't he? They can't get to him.
They're going to get to him very soon.
All right, well, that'd be great. So my question to you is, in the case of Mubarak, was Mubarak as bad as Saddam and Gaddafi?
Absolutely. Give me
some examples.
I know for a fact the man had torture chambers where he was at, and I know for a fact by the things that has been said on the news and the things that has been mentioned is the guy has killed well into the tens to hundreds of thousands of people.
Wow.
He's an awful man. He's been in power for, 39 years.
Mubarak was in power for
almost 39 years, right?
Hold on one second, Steve. You listen to Baldwin McCullough Live. Our number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. We're talking with Steve from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Steve, thanks for the call, brother. I just wanted to pick your brain about that. And we're going to jump now to line. Let me see. Line one dropped. Oh, I wanted to talk to that young lady. That's all right. Well, we're just going to have to jump back over to Jacob in the Bronx. Jacob, are you there? Welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live. No, Jacob's all right. Jacob is gone. Well, that's cool. Jacob, call back. And then, Jackie, you gave me a call a minute ago with another gal. The line dropped. There was a really wanted to talk to her. So whoever was on the line and the call dropped, give us a call back. 888-340-3373. You're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. And I just talked to Steve at last phone call. And, you know, obviously you have these countries that, you know, they operate a certain way under certain rule. And it's quite obvious that it's not good for the people. I mean, anybody who rules a place and just randomly decides to kill people, for whatever reason, you know, that's bad. That's quite obvious. you know, it just brings me to want to start saying things like, okay, Barack Obama. But anyway, I won't go there. I'll just leave it alone. Just makes me want to say, you know, for what Barack Obama's done to the economy, when he doesn't get reelected, what should we do to him? We should probably, put him on an allowance. Maybe that'll teach him a lesson. Barack, you can only spend $20 a day. That's it. You are listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin, and Mr. McCullough is not here this evening. We miss him. We love him. Praying for him. Our number is 888-340-3373. We'll be right back. Thanks.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy, easy to read and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. Or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraganiX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
What if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Extreme Media.
It's Baldwin Color Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. The first half of the title of the program, our number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And there's really not a whole lot you can do on your Saturday night around the world and nationwide than tune in to Baldwin McCullough Live, because kooky stuff happens here. We get serious sometimes. We're talking about a serious topic tonight, that's for sure. President Mubarak of Egypt, overthrown, kicked out, tried and convicted of horrible stuff, and just given a life sentence. And I'm sitting here going, what's the point with that, guys? They killed Gaddafi, they killed Hussein, and now you're going to let this guy rot in a jail cell and sit around and just remind y'all of how horrible things used to be. That's weird to me. Now, I'm not saying kill him. I didn't say that. That's not my call. I'm blessed, man. I'm fortunate. I'm in the greatest country in the world. I don't got to worry about that. We got our problems, but it ain't that bad. Praise God. But I must say that it's just strange to me. It's very strange to me. We're going to go back to the phones now. We got Todd in Salt Lake City, Utah on line one. Todd, welcome to the Baldwin McCullough Live radio program. How are you, sir?
Good, Stephen. How are you?
Fantastic. It's crazy over here, Todd. It's just I've done a hostile takeover of the program. And Kevin McCullough is somewhere right now listening to this program going, he's got to be like a DEFCON 5 in prayer right now, just going, please God, let Baldwin just behave.
Well Stephen, I've got to ask.
Sure.
Being a celebrity Republican and conservative, I've got to ask, what's it like with having liberal, you know, celebrity brothers? You guys get together at family reunions. I imagine that's got to be quite interesting.
Well, Todd, here's what I've learned from Kevin McCullough. I got to stay on topic, brother. I appreciate the question. You want to email the show with that question? I'll get back to you. But, brother, I got to – you talked to my gal Jackie
hey,
there.
No,
you had some
questions.
I'll get back to you on that one. I'll get back to you. Send me an email, and you have my word, I'll respond. But let me know what you're thinking about Mubarak and all this. What do you think? Ah, there we go. So, Todd, I know you still have the radio on. Todd, that wasn't very nice. It's my first time doing the program all by myself, Todd. And you called in from Salt Lake, and you acted like you wanted to talk about dictators. Blah, blah, blah. And you really wanted to know about my fabulous brother, Alec Baldwin. Well, now, I'm not going to respond to your email. How do you like that? You could have been, you know, nice about it. And just, Todd, I mean, I have it right here on my screen. It says, you know, Todd thought that dictators should be brought to justice. Because if they are not the problem, if they are not brought to justice, then they exacerbate the problems, blah, 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 blah. So Todd's gnarly. Todd had, like, you know, radical things to say there. I won't read the rest of his comments here, but then he changed his mind and wanted to know what it's like for me, Stephen Baldwin, actor, author, radio host extraordinaire. He wanted to know what it's like for me to have Big Brother Alec, because, you know, we have opposing political views. And you know what? You know what? I'm going to answer your question, Todd. I'm not going to tell you what it's like. I'm just going to tell you what it's like for me in regard to your question that makes sense. For me, Todd, and here at Baldwin McCullough Live, you know what we choose to do? We choose to create content that's meaningful and life-changing and, you know, challenging and all that good stuff. But at the same time, we like to try to express ourselves in a way so that when people who don't agree with us hear what we have to say, we like to try to communicate with them in such a way that hopefully we can at least open their hearts and minds on a common sense level to who we are and what we're about in a hope to win them over, maybe, to how we think and feel. So that's my answer to your question, Todd. Who is Alec Baldwin to Stephen Baldwin? He's my big brother. Love him no matter what. And I hope to always maintain a relationship with him so that one day he can come to know the truth. That is the experience I'm having in my life. So there you go, Todd. And I think it might apply to you too, Buster. So just behave yourself when you call radio programs. Don't make me come over there. No, I won't. I won't. See now Ivan's looking at me through my laptop. And Ivan's like, he's just like, he's giving me that sign where you wave your hand under your neck. That's enough. Don't go any further, Stephen. That was good. That was cool. You reprimanded Todd. Now leave it alone. You're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. Our number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We're talking about President Mubarak of Egypt, just given a life sentence in prison. He will sit in a jail cell. I don't know how old he is. I think he's like 100, something like that. He's ruled Egypt for 39 years. They toppled him. Now they're kicking his butt into a jail cell for the rest of his life. And I'm saying, you know, Saddam Hussein, they killed him. The other guy, I keep forgetting the other guy's name. That's not good. What is it? Gaddafi. Gaddafi, they did him in too. Horrible. Now, don't make me get started with my whole Christian perspective. But it just makes me say to myself with Mubarak, like, why keep the guy around to remind you of when it was bad? It's weird. Number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. Kevin McCullough is resting tonight. And I'm doing the show by myself. I'm having fun. Although I must admit, it's not the same. Honestly, I'm not even all kidding aside. I like to be smarmy and sarcastic and pick on Kevin, and we have fun. And the show's always way better when it's the two of us. But I'm doing the very best I can. Doing the very best I can. Thanks, Jackie. President Mubarak is 84 years old. He probably won't be around for much longer. Baldwin McCullough Live. We'll be right back.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 3-2360
or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
NET. We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Project.com.
Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. Kevin McCullough is resting tonight. Please lift him up in prayer, folks. All you prayer warriors out there, pray for our boy KMC. he got a creepy bug or something, laid him out, we miss him, the show is not the same. It's a little kookier, a little creepier, a little Stevie B-E-E-R-R-R. Can I say that, Jackie? Can I say Stevie B-E-E-R-R-R? You know, we're just coming back from the break. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We've been talking about President Mubarak of Egypt. This guy, apparently not so nice. Bad guy. Just had a phone call a little bit ago, former soldier, Todd. He was naughty. Hung up on me. But still, we love Todd because he served our country. God bless him. And Todd saying, you know, Mubarak was just as bad as all these other guys have been toppled and killed in the last couple of years. But before we went to the break, I announced, out of curiosity, President Mubarak's age. He was born May 4th, 1928. He's age 84, and now will spend the rest of his life in prison. And Jackie, who's our call screener, has the ability to communicate with me while we're doing the program. So she says to me, "You are both May babies," about me and Mubarak. "Me and President Mubarak, the horrible, evil dictator toppled in Egypt, spending the rest of his life in prison, we're both born in the same month. I'm born May 12th. He's born May 4th. And, you know, Jackie just, God bless her, you know, she just wanted me to know that me and the evil dictator are, we're both May babies. Thanks, Jack. Appreciate that. It's good for me to know. I got that going for me. Me and Mubarak. Maybe I'll do a reality show over there with him. Me and Mubarak. You never know. Might be hot. Might be good. Anywho, you're listening to Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. And we're just about winding up this hour now. And that was an awesome bunch of phone calls. I thought that was pretty cool. I thought talking about Mubarak would be interesting, and I thought it would be, you know, just weird. It's still weird to me. I bet you they're going to do something kooky over there. Like they're saying, oh, yeah, you're going to spend the rest of your life in prison. And like all of a sudden, like, you know, in a week we're going to hear like, oh, he stubbed his toe and fell and hit his head. He died. Uh-huh. Sure he did. Anyway, when we come back in the second hour, Mayor Mike Bloomberg of New York City. This guy is hilarious. He's so talented. He's a billionaire, and he's the mayor of New York. And, you know, he's got that going for him. And he has behaved quite interestingly in the last 2 years in regard to his helicopter.